Broadband coming to Northern Alaska on December 1st. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. A spokesman for the Anchorage-based company that's building a fiber optic cable in northern Alaska finally announced this week when it'll activate the system that'll bring broadband to five northern coastal communities.
The system will go live December 1 in those northwest Alaska communities.
Quintillion spokesman Tim Woolston says that's good news for the people who live in Nome, Kotzebue, Point Hope, Wainwright, and Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow.
We're excited to finish this project and provide high-speed broadband to these communities that have needed it for so long.
The cable will supplement and in some cases replace the slower satellite-based system that's provided substandard internet access in those and other remote Alaskan communities for years. Woolston says Quintillion laid cable last year but had to bring its contractors' ships back to finish the task.
There's a little bit more work that needs to be done starting this July when the ice conditions are favorable so we can get ships back on the water.
Quintillion CEO Elizabeth Pierce says the company brought the ships back to use a specially designed tool to bury the cable deeply into the seafloor to protect it from hazards like a ship dragging its anchor and the more uniquely Arctic threat of being damaged by chunks of ice scraping along the ocean floor, a hazard known as ice gouging.
There can be some very deep cuts into the seafloor by that ice activity. Certainly severe enough, it seems, to damage the cable.
Pierce told a group at a talk she gave in May at the University of Alaska Fairbanks that Quintillion has designed a cable that would withstand Arctic conditions and a plow-like device that would bury it up to 12 feet below the ocean floor, deep enough to protect it from natural and human-caused hazards. Pierce says Quintillion is working on plans for the next two phases of the project, which call for running a cable from Nome west to Asia and another running from Prudhoe Bay east through the Canadian Arctic and on to Europe. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.